I think the positive thing is that young people are reaching out and speaking about some of these concerns and worries, so hopefully some of them are alleviated. But I think what we do know and what we hear from young people at Childline is that the job market, entry to university, is particularly tough these days. And that young people are really aware of that and that they feel extra pressure to do well in their exams as a result. And we also know that concerns about how parents and teachers might react, because there is this added pressure to achieve.
And from what I understand, 74% of the counselling sessions last year were with girls. Is there any particular reason for that, do you think?
It's really difficult to know why more girls have contacted us about this issue. It could be that they are struggling a bit more with that particular issue. But it is something that we see in the service more widely, that girls are more likely to reach out and speak about how they're feeling, whereas boys will tend to leave it that little bit later until it reaches some kind of crisis point. So it might be that girls just feel that bit more comfortable in speaking to someone and to naming some of the feelings that's going on. So I think our message to boys who are waiting their results, who've got the results, it is to speak out. It is to speak about how you're feeling, whether that be to a parent, a teacher, friends, or someone at an organisation like Childline.
Beforehand, before they get the results, when they're of course particularly worried, what advice would you give to teenagers?
It can be a really anxious time waiting for the results, to go and collect your results or to receive your results. And I think it's really important that young people look after themselves. So whether that's doing something that's going to distract them, something that they enjoy doing, or whether it's finding that person that they can speak to about what their plan A is and what their plan B is. And what our advice is don't panic if you don't get the results that you are hoping for. You may need to make some really difficult decisions, but you always have options. And there are people out there who can support you in looking at those options, whether that be a careers advisor, a guidance counsellor, or someone at Childline. Teenagers, people sitting their GCSEs, can sometimes think that their whole future is determined by the results, by their GCSE results. But we just want to reassure them that that isn't the case. There are options, there are choices that you can make to ultimately achieve your goal.